I would like to know what is the upgrade, who's responsible for it. Is this something that the council have to provide and upgrade the water supply in the area? Or is this a part of Éireann's responsibility? After all, they're the water utility company now responsible for delivering our water and our waste, treating our wastewater.
Now, both yourself and Councillor Kelly have raised this issue at various points over the past number of months. Councillor Kelly believes it's going to take either a new reservoir or severe improvements to the supply coming in. It's not just going to be enough to lay new pipes. It's going to take fresh supply. Would you concur?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, for a number of years now, I've been asking at workshops and indeed meetings with Éireann the possibility of a new reservoir in the Kirkneedy area. Up in the hills there, we have Deal Lake up there already, and there's anyway that could be utilised to allow and supply water down into that South Letterkenny area, because that's what really is needed. We haven't got the supply. The demand for Letterkenny now, as it grows and grows, is getting bigger and bigger, and we certainly, and we see that there with the water outages there is in the new mills area, Manor Cunningham area. We have not got the water supply, so a reservoir is what's needed, a new one, preferably in that Kirkneedy area, I think, would be ideal for it.
Very ambitious figures being presented to Council today. Very forward-looking, the Council reckoning it'll be 141% of its Housing for All targets by the end of 2026. That's all positive. But the point you're making and your colleagues are making is that in order for that to be effective, in order for that to be achieved, things like the Éireann upgrades must be nailed down and implemented as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, Donald, that's what needs to be done. We can't put the cart, keep putting the cart before the horse. We need to get it all lined up. We need to get our ducks in a row. We need to have a water supply, a wastewater supply in place. And we also need, and we've just heard there today in relation to ESB, we need the ESB to be ensured that they have the capacity there, the supply, the electricity demand that's going to be needed with all these new houses. They're very welcome. Can't wait to see them there. There's an awful lot of people on the waiting list need these houses, but we can't build houses if we haven't got water or electricity.